Happy Tuesday morning. This is Brian Thomas welcoming all of you on behalf of my co-host Lakhit Peeris for Inside Edge on Go for Gold. Straight down to Old Trafford because we witnessed one of the finest test matches in history, one reckons. And the pertinent question being answered, who says that test cricket is a dying version? No way. If you watched the match yesterday, everyone would agree that the ultimate test in cricket is red ball cricket, and this was proved far beyond doubt as India concluded their test series against England by winning the fifth and the final test by 6 runs, thereby squaring the series and retaining the Anderson Tendulkar trophy. What an effort. Right, let's run through the scorecards very quickly. India 224 and 396. They set a target of 374 for England to win the test series. But England, unfortunately, bowled out for 367 after being 337 runs for 6 wickets, losing Joe Root, the informed batter, who was batting on 105 in the 73rd over, thereby exposing their tail enders on day 5 to the new ball that was due in just 7 overs. So the challenge for England on seeming conditions looked very difficult, because we all know what Kennington Oval does on day 5, and India did well to bowl them out for 67 runs, which means they've retained the trophy, the Anderson Tendulkar trophy, like I made mention. Mohammad Siraj 5 for 104 runs, one of the finest bowling figures he's had in England in recent times. And Prasad Krishna, 4 for 125. And mind you, India played this game without their star bowler, Jasprit Bumrah. Now, quickly, onto the record book. Siraj has recorded his name in bold letters because he goes past the tally of Kapil Dev, the former Indian captain, as the highest wicket taker for India on English conditions. He becomes the third best bowler for India in England, and also records the best bowling figures at the Kennington Oval, which has always been a challenge for India whenever they toured the cricketing nation. And last but not the least, he becomes the second highest bowler for India to take 5 wickets in an innings on English conditions. So you can just see what a great record that is. Right, then quickly on to rugby. We have a game coming up on the 7th of August, Thurston taking on Saints. Then on the 9th, which is a Saturday, Wesley St. Thomas's will be played for the Cup Championship, and that will be at Havelock Park. Of course, Trinity has won the Cup Championship, so this game will decide who the runners-up would be. And then come the 10th, Trinity will take on St. Peter's. The current champions, Trinity, play their final game against St. Peter's at Palekele. Now, there was a question as to why this game is being played on a Sunday. The reason is there are some arrangements that is being done for the Isala Parahara, and there could be a traffic congestion. And also, we do have one more important game coming up on the 10th. That's DS taking on Kingswood, and that could decide the champions of the plate tournament between Kingswood, DS Senanayake, and St. Joseph's. So that's it from me and Lakhit Peeris on Inside Edge. I also like to take this opportunity of welcoming the Trinity legends to our podcast, and warm welcome to all of them as well. So I leave you this morning with a song for your listening pleasure.